As we discussed before, a person is not supposed to have anything that is roasted when it comes to the two nights. During the day is a question. But Rav Ovadia writes that during the days of Pesach, this is not a problem. The whole problem is being that Korban Pesach was supposed to be roasted, so we cannot offer, we cannot even say, I'm going to shop, as I mentioned, for meat, chicken, afilu fish, for Pesach. In order, it should not be similar to saying, as if to say, you are dedicating a korban. So how much more so? If you cannot even say that I'm shopping for meat for Pesach, you have to say for Yom Tov. So how much more so that you cannot do any other thing that is similar, like roasting meat or chicken. So the only thing that a person would be allowed to eat roasted would be eggs. Anything other than that, a person would not be allowed to have it roasted. And then writes Rav Ovadia, "Yesh la'achmir b'mkom she'nagut shelo le'chol tzli, afilu b'tzli kedar." Tzli kedar, which means that, let's imagine, in a pot or a pan, a person uses oil a little bit, and then that would be also considered to be similar to roasted. And that is mishum marit ayin she'dome le'tzli. This is similar to the eye, looks the same to the eye, as if it was tzli, regular, roasted, would be similar to roasting it with a little bit of oil in a pan. Mihu, v'tzlao v'achar kach bishlo, yesh l'smoh la'akel. If, however, you roast it this way, and then afterwards you cook it, you could be lenient about it. But any other time, you would not be allowed to do it. And this is only the first two nights, that is by us that we live in Galut, this is an issue. Next would be when it comes to Afiroman, a person is supposed to eat Afiroman lete avon, which means it cannot be achila gassa. It cannot be that a person has no room at all whatsoever, and a person has to force himself, and then by you doing in eating it in such a fashion, a person would not be yotze at all. So it all depends to what extent a person has room. So a person has to calculate. You already drank two cups of wine. Then you have eaten matzah the first time, lechatchila kebetzah, minimum kazait. Then you have eaten lettuce, kazait. Then you have eaten korech, which is the sandwich of matzah, maror, and charoset. Then you have eaten the main course, which is so that Yom Tov, person has to calculate over here. Being that even though that you are hungry, person has to make a proper evaluation. How much can I handle that it should be, let's say I should be 75% full, that I should still be able to eat the afikoman b'te'avon, which means with an appetite. That requires a major, major calculation. And Rav Ovadia brings, based on a pasuk, that kiyesharim darkei Hashem v'tzadikim yelchubam u'poshim yikashlubam. It's a very, very important pasuk. The pasuk says that yesharim darkei Hashem, because the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upright, is correct and proper. Tzadikim v'tzadikim yelchubam, and the righteous people walk in them. U'poshim yikashlubam, but the gangsters or the sinners, Yekashlubam, they will stumble in them. That means it's the same path. In the same exact path, Tzadikim can walk, Reshaim will stumble. The Gemara, in Masechet Bechorot, actually in Masechet Nazir, the Gemara says that this refers to Lot and his two daughters. The two daughters, imagine, being that cities of Sedom, Amora, Admon, Tzevuim, are being destroyed, they imagine that Afilu Avram Avinu is also Khalila destroyed. So being that Olam Chesed Ibane, they imagine since Cain was allowed to be with his own sister in order to be able to procreate, in order to be able to continue the existence of the world, the world had to be populated. So whom did he get married to? Cain. To his own sister. That was allowed. There was no other soulmate to go after. So the bottom line, so they imagine the whole world is destroyed. So a person is supposed to makir et meqomo. Where am I holding? Who am I? Where am I holding? So they imagine they are more righteous than Avraham Avinu. So therefore, based on their wrong assumption, they were allowed to be their father in order to be able to olam chesed, even that the whole world should continue. But the father had kavanot of zenut. So Lot had kavana, improper kavanot. Lot is considered to be uposhim ikashluma. The two daughters, however, even though that they had not recognized that they were themselves saved with the chuto shel Avraham Avinu, through the tefillah of Avraham Avinu. But nevertheless, Avraham Avinu spent 24 hours to pray for the inhabitants of cities of Sodom and Amorah. But the ma'aseh, they didn't recognize. So they, nevertheless, they had right kavanot, the tzaddikim yelchubam. The tzaddikim walk in them. So therefore, this is the same thing is over here. When it comes to Afiq Oman, the last matzah that the taste is supposed to remain in our mouth, Afiq Oman, if a person has room, yesharim darke Hashem, v'tzadikim yelchubam. If a person has no appetite, and he forces himself, then poshim yikashlubam. The sinners will stumble in them. But Rais Rav Ovadia, nevertheless, if a person is not going to be cut bimezono, you are not really disgusted. You have a little bit of room. It's not the best. The best would be make a calculation. How much can you eat and you still have a proper appetite for Afiq Oman? But if you have a little bit of room and you are not disgusted by eating it, you are bedieved yotze. And the reason why you are supposed to be nechal al asova, the reason is, not to break the bones of Korban Pesach. It's supposed to be eaten, not as your, like a hungry person, at the end of the meal, it's supposed to be eaten, like the way of the kings, and the way of the kings, they would participate in the Sauda, as a luxury.